Glory, hallelujah. The Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. What a day it is today. It's a very wonderful day. I pray that the Lord is going to help you today. God will make a way for you. God will remove every shame. Everything that come to bring you down, God will remove. You shall not be brought down. You shall be lifted up. In the name of Jesus, you shall not be disgraced. God will fill you with grace to succeed and to excel. Receive the spirit of excellence in the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is Joseph Adenuga, the pastor of Prevailing Church of Christ, Bethlehem, South Africa. I'm here again with the word of life to encourage you, to motivate you, and to inspire you. As you know, it's one of my core passion to send this to you every day. I love doing this. I'm excited doing this. I am blessed doing this because I know this is blessing somebody, and I know it is blessing you also. I've been talking about the topic, seven pillars of wisdom. And yesterday, I was talking about the sixth pillar of wisdom, which I call trading with your talent. And this produces riches and honor. Trading with your talent. If you want to listen to the seven pillars of wisdom, I've spoken pillar number one to pillar number six. And you can just go to our website, triggersforsuccess.com. Triggers, four as in figure four, success, triggersforsuccess.com. Go there right now. You're going to receive all the messages that I've been preaching from January 1 to date, 2017. And I believe you're going to be really seriously blessed. Hallelujah. Today I'm continuing and I'm speaking on the last pillar of wisdom, which I call the seventh pillar of wisdom, which I call honoring your earthly parents. Honoring your earthly parents and your spiritual parents. You see, we have earthly parents that brought us into this world. We also have spiritual parents through whom we gave our lives to Jesus, and some of whom we are looking for as mentors. These are our spiritual parents. Hallelujah. You see, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 11. Let me just read that to you. Proverbs chapter 9. And verse 11, it says, "For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased." It's talking about wisdom. Wisdom is saying, "By me the days of your life shall be multiplied, and your number of years shall be increased." Look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10. It says, "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many." Now, one of the things that makes for longevity in life is the wisdom of God. And this wisdom is dictated in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. When you read from verse 1, the Bible says, "Honor your father and your mother that it may be well with you." Hallelujah. When you honor your earthly parents and your spiritual parents, God is going to make sure that you live long. One of the conditions given to us for longevity is to honor our parents. And when we talk about honoring, we're not just talking about respecting them. We're talking about giving them from the fruit of our labor. Every time God blesses you, you must remember your parents. You must feed them. You must give to them. You must take care of them. Hallelujah. This is wisdom, and this leads to longevity. So in this place, God is saying, if you want to live long, there are some things to do. Let me quickly tell you five things to do if you want to live long with the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first thing is that you must control the way you eat and what you drink. Because when you eat anything and you drink anything, then it may affect what we eat, affect our longevity. Hallelujah. You must make research into the kind of food you are going to be eating, the kind of drink you are going to be drinking. Stop drinking anyhow. Hallelujah. The best drink you can have is water. Water is the cheapest drink and it is the best. I wonder, the cheapest things are the best and we don't do it. We waste our money on things, on drinks that are so expensive and yet they are damaging our bodies. Don't do it. Be wise. That's the first thing. The way we eat and the way we eat will affect our longevity. Use your wisdom. in what you eat, use your wisdom in what you drink, and you are going to live long. The second thing is that you have to take care of your health. Your health matters. The way you dress, the way your neatness, you have to be clean. Somebody say, cleanliness is next to godliness. Your environment must be kept clean, because when your environment is dirty, it's going to affect your longevity. I hope you understand. The third thing is that you have to honor your parents. The Bible says for us to honor our parents. When you give to your parents, it's a spiritual principle. I don't know how it happens, but God says it and I believe it. When you honor your father, when you honor your mother, when you give to them, when you take care of them, there is a spiritual, force that God brings to place to give you longevity, long life, and prosperity is very sure when you take care of your earthly parents. Also, you need to take care of your spiritual parents. Many people, they don't take care of their spiritual parents. They even criticize their spiritual parents. They watch the way of life of their spiritual parents, and all they can give their spiritual parents is criticism. Don't do it. Be wise. The fourth thing is that you have to watch the places you go. You cannot just go anywhere. The places you go really, really matters. Hallelujah. And the last thing is sensitivity to the nudge of the Holy Spirit. You need to be sensitive. When the Holy Spirit does not want you to talk, you have to keep your mouth shut. In fact, the Bible says that we must be very quick to hear, but we must be very slow to speak. Don't speak everything in your mind. Don't talk anywhere you go. Silence, they say, is golden. Many times you are talking, you need to keep quiet and listen to other people. Those who listen, they are demonstrating wisdom. In fact, in another place in the Bible says, even a fool, when he is silent, it is considered to be wise. Hallelujah. So keep silence, be sensitive in the spirit, allow the spirit of God to lead you, and you are going to live long. Living long is a product of wisdom. And it comprises of these five things which I've said. The way you eat, the way you drink, that's the first thing. The way you take care of your environment in terms of cleanliness, that's the second thing. The third thing is honoring your parents, both your spiritual parents and your earthly parents. The fourth thing is the places you go, you have to watch it. Hallelujah. Then the last thing is you have to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. You have to be very, very slow in reacting to people. This is where we stop today. And with this message, I have concluded the seven pillars of wisdom. Starting from tomorrow, I'm going to start another series. And I want you to be on the lookout. It's going to be a powerful series that I'm going to start tomorrow. You cannot afford to miss it. What I'm going to start tomorrow is going to bless your heart. It's going to bless your generations if you can put it into practice. Thank you for listening. This is Joseph Adenuga signing out today and saying, be blessed and remain blessed.